Ocampo. You may know me from television as a reporter for shows like Dr. Oz and Good Morning America. But this podcast isn't about any of that. A few years ago, I started a major life transformation, losing 90 pounds and gaining a new understanding of how the mind, body, and spirit work together. That's what this is about. Your best life, elevated. Hey guys, today we're talking about cannabis. Yes, weed, kinda. We're talking about CBD. If you haven't heard of CBD yet, you definitely will soon. Trust me on this. It's the newest craze in wellness. It's like the new kale or the new coconut oil. It's going to be everywhere. CBD is a component of the cannabis plant that's believed to have tons of health and beauty benefits without getting you high. And it's popping up in everything from face masks to sleep aids. So joining me now to break it all down is Gretchen Litaker, health editor at Mind Body Green and author of the new book, CBD Oil, Everyday Secrets, a lifestyle guide to hemp-derived health and wellness. Gretchen, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
So I think it was interesting. We talked about this on the phone. You're not like a cannabis enthusiast.
No.
Not like as a recreational user of marijuana.
No, have never been. I couldn't even have been if I wanted to, because I get, you know, the paranoia, the heart palpitations. I've actually never really understood why someone would enjoy smoking marijuana. So in some ways, I'm a funny person to write this book, but I think it kind of makes it extra special.
So what is CBD?
So CBD, just like you said, is one of the main compounds in the cannabis plant, which includes both marijuana and hemp. And unlike THC, which has, you know, intoxicating effects, it's totally non-psychoactive, non-intoxicating, but it's a cool way to get a lot of the benefits of cannabis without, you know, the high.
So I want to talk about the benefits at length, but first, a couple of things that I hear, questions that I hear a lot. Is it illegal? And is it going to make me fail a drug test? Can I buy it? So what are the kind of specifics of being able to use it? Is it illegal?
So that's it's funny about CBD, like every question seems really simple. Like, I want to know if it's legal or not. I want to know if it's, you know, this or not, but the answers are all kind of complicated. So CBD really falls into a legal gray area. Technically, CBD, because it's derived from cannabis, is a Schedule I substance with THC and LSD and all those other on the Schedule I substance list. Right now, all these CBD companies are like selling their products nationwide. You can buy them online. And they're using a law called the hemp bill that, or the farm bill, that defined hemp as like cannabis with less than 0.3% THC. So they're sort of like a legal precedent for being able to, but then it also is technically on the Schedule I
substance
list.
But are people getting prosecuted either on the sales side or the buyer
side?
So
far, everyone is operating without any interference. And I don't, you know, that could change, but I don't really see it changing anytime soon, especially because, you know, since it's such a safe compound.
So people likely will not get in any trouble if they buy it.
No. I think if anyone were to get in trouble, it would be, you know, the biggest company selling it right now.
The sellers.
So consumers, I don't think, you know.
And then what about drug tests? If you're using a CBD product and your job drug tests you, or you're on parole or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you going to fail it?
So all the experts I've interviewed, you know, drug tests for THC specifically. They test for that compound. So no. Every expert I've interviewed for the book says that you can't possibly consume enough of these hemp-based, products, you know, because they have such little amounts of THC that you could not fail a drug test.
All right. So let's talk about what it's good for. Yeah. So first of all, how do you take it? Because you can take it, you can ingest it, right? Mm-hmm. You can use it as a topical. What are the different ways that you can use it?
There are so many. That's actually part of the reason I think it's so exciting, because I think people are really, you know, I think they're sick of pills. And then I even think they're kind of tired of supplement capsules, you know, just like the pill route is sort of getting old for people. So CBD, you can take, the most common way is an oil that you just drop a few drops under your tongue. And that's a really fast way to get it absorbed into your bloodstream. You can also take it as a topical product. You can actually buy flowers of the cannabis plant that are high CBD, low THC. So you can actually smoke and vape CBD as well. That's not typically the way I recommend doing it. You can also put it in your food and drinks and just eat it. And there are also supplement capsules and things like that. So
what does it do for you? So how is it beneficial?
It's funny. When I started researching it, I was like, I'm going to narrow down these health benefits because there are just so, you hear so many, you know, associated with CBD. The most famous is probably its anti-seizure properties, you know, for children with seizure disorders that don't respond to traditional medication. They've been taking CBD, and that's sort of how it became like famous again in America. But for sort of everyday people, I think the most exciting property is how it interacts with our immune system and could potentially help with chronic inflammation. And there are just so many diseases right now that have chronic inflammation at their core, like arthritis, IBS, psoriasis, you know, asthma, things like that, all have sort of chronic underlying inflammation at their core.
So how is it addressing the inflammation problem?
So it's, you know, it's described in literature as like an anti-inflammatory compound. There's even one study that says that CBD-based therapies could represent a whole new class of anti-inflammatory drugs or therapies. But one of the coolest properties is that it actually induces T regulatory cells, which are the cells in your immune system that help your immune system distinguish between your body's own tissue and an outside invader. And if you know, you know, anything about autoimmune disease, autoimmune diseases occur because your body can't do that anymore and it starts attacking its own tissue. So I think that's really exciting because it doesn't just fight inflammation. It helps make your immune system like essentially smarter.
Hmm. Yeah. And what about beauty?
Yeah.
It's because I'm starting to see it in hair care products and mm-hmm. skin care products. How does it help with those things?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it has a lot. It's a very potent antioxidant. So, you know, all those normal vitamin C, vitamin E, astaxanthin, you know, those are all antioxidants. And CBD is just sort of now on this list of antioxidants that we can put in skincare. But it also seems to have like really protective properties for your cells. And it also seems to help with things like, you know, rosacea, dry skin, itchy skin, things like that, just because of its other anti-inflammatory benefits. So you can, you know, the beauty purposes are pretty endless. It's exciting.
I mean, you hear these stories of it being almost kind of a miracle cure that someone yeah. who suffered their whole life with a certain skin condition starts using a mm-hmm. CBD-based cleaning product, or, you know, and they're for their skin, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it clears up. What kinds of stories did you hear from people who are advocates?
Yeah, I mean, I have some little sections in the book called like success stories, CBD success stories. And there are just so many, you know, stories about people trying everything for sleep and then they try CBD and it works, or they try, you know, they're on four different medications and then sort of CBD or cannabis therapies can replace all of those. I think it's, you know, it's a really, you know, I always get nervous when people say, like, it's going to be a miracle for you. It's going to work, because it's not going to work for everybody. I don't really believe in, you know, those kinds of miracle wellness, you know, cures and trends. But it is a super powerful tool that I think we've been sleeping on for a long time.
Well, hasn't it been prohibited to study cannabis because it's a Schedule I drug?
Yeah, that was one of the most shocking things I discovered. In fact, I was so shocked by how difficult it is to study CBD and cannabis that the whole last chapter in the book is basically, this is what it like, you know, this is the biggest problem we have, because either way, we want to know the truth, you know?
Right.
And it can take, you know, to study cannabis, including CBD, because it falls under that Schedule I, you have to get approval from three different federal agencies. Almost none of that can be done online. So it's just like years of paperwork.
And now, doesn't the U.S. government use CBD in a drug that's just been approved by the FDA?
Yeah. So this is actually interesting. A drug was just approved by the FDA that is based on CBD. So that has the potential to maybe change its classification, because a Schedule I substance is defined as, you know, a drug that could be highly addictive, like high potential for abuse and no known medicinal value.
Which, I mean, all of the research on cannabis says the exact opposite.
Which makes so, yeah, says the exact opposite, but it's been proven very difficult to reclassify a drug. Not many have been successfully reclassified.
Even when the classification has no factual basis.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing what stigma, you know, will do.
Yeah.
So
that's another conversation.
Yeah.
Which I actually want to have that conversation about why. I mean, the whole issue of prohibition, because cannabis prohibition is not based on
facts.
Fact.
Yeah. I was asked this question the other day at an event. I think, you know, the way that, a few really powerful people turned our country against cannabis was like one of the most successful marketing campaigns of all time.
Right.
You know, they just managed to sort of harness all of the fear that was occurring in the country at the time, sort of not like we see sometimes now.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Where have I heard that?
And just say, like, let's blame this plant,
Right.
And it was, like, public enemy number one.
Yeah.
And,
but it's also tied to, you know, brown communities, immigrants.
Yeah, Mexican immigrants, for sure.
And so they were playing on a lot of the same fears that people play on today.
And that's actually when they changed the name from cannabis to marijuana, was because, you know, people from Mexico called it marijuana.
Marijuana.
They want it to seem menacing. Yeah.
Such a scary name, marijuana. Okay, but back to CBD. So let's talk about the products that people will find CBD in. I mean, I've even heard rumors that there's going to be a CBD-infused Coke.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
Do we know if that's true?
It's not official or anything, but there was news a few weeks ago that they're thinking about creating a CBD drink.
So you know if Coca-Cola's on it, that everybody's going to be on
it. Yeah, and that's just one more piece of evidence, I think, that, you know, any kind of interference selling this is going to be pretty futile, you know?
Right. Nobody wants to sue Coke.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to go through that. So what kinds of products are we going to see CBD in?
I mean, honestly, anything. You know, there are chapsticks, soaps, you know, hand creams. I've even heard of, like, cuticle creams, you know, sublingual oils, food, snacks. I mean, it's almost hard to walk into a coffee shop in Brooklyn right now and not see like a CBD infused matcha or latte or something like that. So I think the products are really going to explode. And that makes it even more important to be able to find a good product.
Right. So there's an issue of quality because all CBD oils are not equal.
Yeah.
And then there's an issue of dosage. So let's tackle those two things. So how do people know that they're buying something that is the best quality of CBD where they're actually going to get the benefits?
Yeah. So I think my number one rule, well, actually I have two rules that are tied for number one. The first number one is that you want to find a company that right on their website, right on their social media pages, that they're talking about lab testing their final product. They're testing it for purity and potency. And then they're also testing it for things like microbes, heavy metals, and pesticides. It's really important for hemp because hemp is actually a bioaccumulator, which means it absorbs heavy metals from the ground. Like even after there's some sort of like chemical spill, they will actually plant hemp to absorb it. So if you're not getting something that's being tested and you want, you know, them to be very transparent about their testing procedures and you want to be able to call or go on their website and actually see the reports. And then the second thing is to get a full spectrum hemp product. And that's as opposed to something that's called a CBD isolate. A CBD isolate just contains the compound cannabidiol, which is CBD. And they've just found when they've done studies that, you know, using a single compound is much harder to dose and it's much less effective. You have to use a much higher dose to have the same benefits. A full spectrum hemp product will include other cannabinoids and also compounds like, you know, terpenes, and it's sort of like a whole plant extract. And they found that's just like they all work together to sort of potentiate each other's effects and make it more effective.
And when you're talking about dosage, you know, I tried the sublingual, the drops, and it did nothing.
Yeah.
And then I spoke to someone who sells it, not the person I bought it from, but he said, well, it's probably an issue of dosage. You probably just had to take more.
Yeah.
How do you know how much you need?
So there are no official dosage recommendations when it comes to CBD. And that's really because everyone reacts so differently to cannabis and the compounds in cannabis. That's part of the reason why they found it so difficult to make laws about driving under the influence of marijuana, because, you know, some people are not impaired at all when they smoke and some people are extremely impaired. And it really depends on not as much your weight and gender and age and things like that, but how your endocannabinoid receptors are sort of distributed throughout your body. So just like, you know, some people can smoke THC and don't have a problem, other people can't. CBD seems to be the same, and it's sort of the dosing journey is like a personal journey, and you just have to kind of experiment.
Can you overdose?
So No, not really. Taking too much CBD has been associated with things like headaches and fatigue, and really nothing more serious than that.
Okay. You take a nap and you're better.
Yeah. And then also I should mention that at higher doses, it also can interfere with some medications. So if you're, you know, have a chronic health condition or you're on medication, it's a good idea to always, you know, tell your doctor that you're taking CBD. It can interfere with cytochrome P450. Which is the same thing that grapefruit interferes with. That's why a lot of people, you know, you're not supposed to take grapefruit with certain medications. So CBD does kind of the same thing.
Right.
But at low doses, most all of the doctors that I interviewed for the book say that you should be, like, it's very, very safe.
And have you incorporated it into your beauty routine, your wellness routine?
Yeah,
What are you using it in?
So I take CBD, like a sort of a low dose, like maybe 10 milligrams, 7 or 10 milligrams, pretty much every day. And I think it really helps in the morning. And I think it really helps just, you know, increase my resilience and like my ability to, you know, manage stress. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm what got me interested in CBD was sort of its benefits for anxiety.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that's big. And I actually I tested it on myself. I bought caplets that advertised that they were for anxiety. I took two and I felt really calm, super chill. Maybe how I would feel after a glass of champagne. But it didn't last long.
Interesting.
It only lasted about an hour.
Interesting.
So enough to kind of walk you off the ledge.
Yeah, that's, you know, maybe an hour is all you need.
So what do we know about its anxiety benefits, anti-anxiety benefits?
Yeah, so CBD interacts in the brain in a lot of ways. It does interact with GABA, which is the target of drugs like Xanax and, you know, the class of drug benzos. So it does seem to like help increase GABA in the brain, which can help us calm down. It's also good for, you know, like general muscle relaxation. It kind of helps with anxiety and stress in a lot of ways. And, you know, I think that's also like you have to experiment with the dose a lot and you don't need the same dose every time, you know, so it is a bit of there's a bit of trial and error involved. And I hope that a lot more studies will be done so that we can get better at the dosing. Because the dosing is like, it's one of the hardest parts about it. When I have anxiety, I take 40 milligrams.
That's very helpful.
Yeah. And under my tongue and I wait a minute. And I think it's, you know, but I might even agree with you. I don't think it lasts as long as I would like it to. Like it, you know, it takes the edge off for a while. And then,
maybe it's just enough time to calm down.
Yeah.
And good to call your bestie.
Exactly.
Gretchen, thank you so much. Tell us where people can find the book and where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, you can find my book. It's called CBD Oil Everyday Secrets, A Lifestyle Guide to Hemp-Derived Health and Wellness. You can find it at Barnes & Noble on Amazon. And I'm on Instagram at Gretchen.Amanda.
Thank you, Gretchen. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
New episodes of Elevated drop on Mondays. Please subscribe and review. In the meantime, send me questions, ideas, or feedback. I'm on all social platforms as Mara Scampo and use the hashtag Elevated Podcast.